Truth.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you so much for listening to Resurrect the Republic, Truth Media, RTR Truth Media on RBN Live. We really appreciate it. If it weren't for platforms like this, some of this stuff would never get out. I wanted to talk about the deal of the century. That's what's been, you know, bannered about everywhere on all the news stations. And then we got, I guess, it playing maybe a smokescreen for some of our politicians, both in the United States and Israel. And I'm talking about Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, and his, third re-election scam stuff going on, his three indictments, etc. And then, of course, Trump with his impeachment hearings and his re-election campaign going on. And all the while, we have the deal of the century, which is, of course, Kushner's baby, sponsored and endorsed wholly by Donald J. Trump. And I have an article from MondoWeiss.net. MondoWeiss is a very good resource for truth for all articles when it pertains to Zionism and Israel in particular. This is titled, "The Deal of the Century is Apartheid," an article written January 28th, 2020. And it says, with great fanfare, President Trump finally unveiled his long-anticipated Middle East peace proposal. The proposal was labeled the deal of the century because it was supposed to offer an even-handed and just solution to one of the world's most intractable conflicts. Instead, it does something very different. The deal of the century resurrects and restores grand apartheid, a racist political system that should have been left in the dustbins of history. Under President Trump's newly unveiled peace plan, the Palestinians will be granted limited autonomy within a Palestinian homeland that consists of multiple non-contiguous enclaves scattered throughout the West Bank and Gaza. The government of Israel will retain security control over the Palestinian enclaves and will continue to control Palestinian borders, airspace, aquifers, maritime waters, and electromagnetic spectrum. All right. Israel will be allowed to annex the Jordan Valley and Jewish communities in the West Bank. The Palestinians will be allowed to select the leaders of their new homeland, but will have no political rights in Israel, the state that actually rules over them. It's more of the same. I can just go on and read the rest of the article. It just delves into the South African apartheid, which already happened. And, that was obviously an apartheid, and nobody disputes it today. And it's the very same in Israel. It's no different, no different at all. And they want to say that it's not an apartheid, that it is their homeland. They're the only democracy in the Middle East. If America does not support them, they would fall to the Arabs, to the Muslims, and, you know, it'd be taken over. It'd be taken over by ISIS, Al-Qaeda. That's what they want us to believe. And it is such a fictional narrative. It's a fallacy. It's wrong. Number one, today, in my own opinion, the Jewish state of Israel can absolutely protect itself today without any help from anyone else, despite its size. I realize it's smaller in comparison to other nations, but it has something other nations don't. It has what I'd like to call kill switch diplomacy. And if you don't know what that means, it means that they are a cyber tech superpower. They have control over everything when it comes to the technology sector. The high technology sector was transferred over to Israel from America over the past 3-4 decades. five decades, really. But it happened at an exponential rate under Clinton, under the Clinton administration, most notably the year 1996. Okay, that's when the barn doors were just kicked right open, and all the stuff that Israel wanted to grab prior to 96 that was just out of reach, not the next level behind national security as it should be in the United States, no more. They got and shortly thereafter, a mere 5 years later, we had 9/11. And who was at the controls, right? Who was at the helm? Technologically speaking, it was Israel. ICTS, we had Comverse, Amdocs. They had control over all the security features in all airports involved with all supposed hijackings from that morning. It was all ICTS, which is an Israeli company, security company. Did they lose their contracts, Chris? No, they didn't. They got more contracts. They've just grown. They got commended. Now they're a huge this counterterrorism bulwark, teaching all other, special forces and operations how to conduct counterterrorism, because they're the best. All this stuff, it's just incredible. But they have that power. Israel does. And we gave it to them. And now they're, in turn, using that technology, proprietary technology, to negotiate down with other countries, friends, with China, with India, with others, with Russia, Soviet Israel, they're thick as thieves, with Putin. And this is all going on behind our backs, but it's really not. It's really not. It's really just in your face. They just don't talk about it in the news, so you don't hear about it on your Fox, your CNN, your CBS. You don't hear it on the news. They don't talk about it on social media. They don't talk about it anywhere, but it's there. You can look up these binational transfer agreements and arrangements on virtualjewishlibrary.org. You can just pull it right up. It's a great resource for everything like that. All Zionism, Israeli-U.S. relationships, dating back to past Johnson and Kennedy. And it shows you that we've literally just given them everything through things called BIRD. It's an acronym, B-I-R-D, through a program called BIRD, through a program called BARD, which is B-A-R-D, and the BSF, okay, which is the Binational Science Foundation. And that's a huge one. And under these three, under those auspices, we've literally transferred all the technology related to everything that you see today, 5G internet things, full spectrum connectivity with the 5G millimeter waves, which is really a military weapon. We're going to start to see a lot of crippling effects from this stuff as well. And it's no wonder that in areas like Mar-a-Lago, which is Trump's resort in South Florida, and the whole of Israel, I switched from a caller before and said Israel now has 5G. It's still banned in Israel. So, is not even going to be in Israel. I don't, it's insane to me. They can just infect everybody else with sick ideology and harmful, tangible, physical aspects of reality, such as weaponized technologies and the likes. Yet they did not subject populations to these very same ideologies and technologies, such as, hey, let's have open borders for everybody, right? Open borders in it's open borders in open borders everywhere, right? No. At home in Israel, they have checkpoints for residents to live there year round. If you're a Palestinian, you're literally living in an open prison. That's what you're doing. And you have no choice in the matter. Your only other alternative is to leave your only homeland that you know. They make it seem like these are foreign invaders. When you read the 180 that Jared Kushner and Donald Trump have unveiled to that as if it's us, men of men. you read through it, it is just open in the same language that I'm describing, which is these invaders, you know, these Syrians, these Lebanese, West Gazans, Egyptians, all of them, they're acting like they've just came out of nowhere. You know, they're invading Israel. They are like this contagion when really it's their land, internationally recognized by the whole international community as Syrian territory or Lebanese territory or Egyptian territory. Yes, the United Nations just passed resolutions as recently as the last month telling them to get out of the Golan Heights, to retreat, to leave Syrian territory in the Golan. It's just mind-blowing to me that there are still Americans who either choose to ignore all of this or they just don't know. I get it if you don't know, but it's time to start to know. It's time to be informed. This peace plan is anything but a peace. It does nothing but further enslave the people who have already been decimated, genocided, and displaced from their homelands in Israel, and just made them totally just defenseless. They have nothing. They don't have weapons. They don't have real voting rights. They don't have any freedoms or actual human rights. What kind of life is that? I mean, would you want to live there, Rachel? Do you think you'd have some fun as a Palestinian in Israel today? I don't know if you're still with us, Rachel. But, I just don't know how people continue to believe that, treat fairly over there. And they're somehow terrorists. Oh. Whenever they speak Palestinians, they never speak of humans. Yeah, Rachel.
Hey, Chris, can you hear me? Am I coming through?
Perfect.
Okay, so while you were speaking, and yes, I agree with you, this is obviously an apartheid, this is pretty insane. When you mentioned cybersecurity, it just reminded me of something that I just wanted to look up real fast. And no, I absolutely would never want to live in Israel. I do have like a sister that lives there, and she has several children there, and for her, Jerusalem is her home. You know, I see things differently. But, anyway, do you remember the Debbie Wasserman Schultz of the Democratic Party had hired IT workers from Pakistan, the Awan brothers?
Yes.
Okay, when you were talking about cybersecurity, it just like, and I've had sort of like random thoughts about this. I'm like, whatever became of the IT workers who, under her watch, and they worked for basically doing IT for the U.S. House of Representatives for the Dems, they stole like a bunch of, you know, laptops. They stole a bunch of equipment. I believe that Imran is the name of one of the brothers, was found guilty on bank fraud and some kind of credit fraud. They were caught trying to like flee the country to go back to Pakistan with all this cyber information. And it was pretty insane, right? And I believe that they had worked from like the early 2000s to 2017, like quite a while, like 2004. Anyway, I just looked recently because I was wondering, I'm like, whatever became of that, right? Like that news story just seemed to have disappeared. And this was for Pakistan, not for Israel, but still this was like a big deal in terms of cybersecurity. For sure. And I just checked recently that Imran Awan is suing the Daily Caller for defamation and declaring like xenophobia. That was reported like 11 days ago.
Of course.
Yeah. And yeah, and I believe they also made off with like tons of money. It was like, and they're also, I guess, like their background histories for being hired was dubious, and they were making like bank on top of, you know, for what they were doing. So it was pretty suspicious. But anyway, in terms of cybersecurity, it just seems like when you think of Hillary's servers, when you think of, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, Mossad, it just seems like the U.S. really, like any country can do anything that they really want.
Yes, it reminds me, what you're just describing right there reminds me exactly about the investigation into they investigated PTEC for 9/11 ties for terrorism, because they had Saudi, I believe Pakistani and Egyptian nationals working as software coders, et cetera, businessmen involved in P-TECH, which had a relationship with our defense contractors and military. And they have a big role in the insider trading in 9/11, the airlines themselves. They had ties to ICTS, who was in the basement at some of the FAA, and controls to all the back end of the network with flight controls, everything, spoofing, radar, whatever they wanted to do. And not only that, but they had the war game exercises going on those days, and that was overt. So they were spoofing things overtly as well. So you didn't know what was real. And this was going on during 9/11. And it was the same type of thing, dubious background. They were hired under, very, very suspicious, grounds. What clearances they had, it's very fuzzy how they got it. Everything was just very, very sketchy. And sure, nothing came of it. And now, if you fast forward to 2018, 17, 19, 20 today, the same company, P-TECH, with the parent company, IBM, okay, which is Israeli owned as well, mostly hooks back in the back end of IBM, P-TECH, it got a facelift. It's no longer a software company today. It's now for underprivileged and urban children, education, like technical institute. They kind of transformed it. And guess who the spokesperson is for this new program for P-TECH? Rachel?
Who?
Want to take a stab? It's Ivanka Trump.
Oh, is that Ivanka Trump? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
you mentioned that in the last
this,
show, I believe.
Yeah. P-TECH. And it has the same type of, weird, weird background stuff with technology theft, money theft, and, terrorism ties, essentially. But, of course, we run all the terrorist networks, And when I say we, I mean the U.S. government. Western governments, the Israeli government, and their
So this is one of, I would say,
CIA.
Obviously I'm not a fan of government, but also just from the people's perspective of believing in government, just the state that the U.S. government is in, I mean, it's clearly being used to funnel information, funnel money, like, I think it's pretty much like a Trojan horse for anyone who wants to really be in power. And I don't think that closed borders are necessarily going to change that. That's just my own personal opinion, because clearly, like, there's sabotage happening from the inside out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's who you know. It's what you know. Like, for instance, Israel is obviously, very tight in the sphere, et cetera. But still, if you're a spook in the spook world and you have the connections, you can get into Israel as a different person, an identity. Yes. So yes. Closed borders, open borders. that's the same thing with gun laws. People are awfully ignorant, or they just ignore the fact that, hey, criminals do not obey the law. So what are these new laws and restrictions for? And who are they for? Right.
Yeah, like, for instance, recently, New York State Global Entry, which is a program, it's kind of like TSA PreCheck, but it's used for international flights, to shorten, like, basically flight, like, basically having to wait in line for those flights, was suspended recently in New York. So anyone looking to get global entry, and these are U.S. citizens, by the way, this isn't necessarily affecting, like, immigrants or anything. This is just straight up people living in New York, can't get global entry right now as declared by the Department of Homeland Security. And it's like, and it doesn't have to do with the coronavirus. This is just simply some kind of political retaliation.
That's what you just reminded me of, actually.
Oh yeah.
I was just reading a Haaretz article where apparently the first victim in Israel to the coronavirus just happened with something to do with a Chinese national or something. I don't know. I lost interest very quickly, but I saw the headline. So Israel is now victim to the coronavirus as well, and they are working on a vaccine. So don't worry, all will be taken care of.
Yeah, I'm not exactly shocked by that vaccine thing, and especially if, you know, I'm sorry about skipping around subjects and topics here. There's quite a bit going on in the news, but it does remind me of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. My friend Titus Frost has been doing excellent work on this and talked about the 21 events where they did a simulation of what would happen. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to cut out for a commercial break. Hang on, guys. We'll be right back after the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this
are we back? I appreciate you guys holding on from the commercial break. Of course, right before the break, Rachel and I were talking about a lot of stuff. I apologize if you were listening and you felt like we were jumping around, but it's all connected. History seems to repeat itself, even recent history. We were talking off air, and obviously the apartheid in South Africa happened. It's real. No one can beat it today. A very real white man. There was also black. There is. It doesn't discriminate. You know, it does, but it doesn't. Everybody's until we are all free, no one's free. No one's free. And I can actually use the Holocaust as a very real example to that. What do I mean? Well, you know, everybody said it at that time. You know, they came for these people. We said nothing. Came for them. We said nothing. They came for them. We said nothing. You know, until they're coming for your neighbor, you say nothing. They come for you. And who was there to talk for you? No one. Because no one spoke up. the same thing. It doesn't matter. Replace, you know, Jews with blacks, replace blacks with whites, replace whites with anything, gays, you know what I mean? You can use whoever or whatever to eventually target said group because that's what they do. It's divide and conquer, you know? The ruling class, the black nobility at the top, they're above all the isms, you know? They're above it all. They don't care. They use the isms.
That's what... So, Chris, that's something that... I forgot his last name, which is awful, but Freddie, he was the young kid who was running, like... I don't know if it was originally the Black Panther movement or something before it was hijacked, but he was talking about... Yes. Yeah, before he was taken out, pretty much, and killed by police, he was talking about how the division between different groups of people is just utilized by the elite. And we've known this for... a very long time, essentially.
Yeah. It's their blueprint, you know, and many people don't want to give them credit or credibility, I should say, to the elders of Zion, you know, the wise elders of Zion. But whether it was created as a hoax or not, clearly those who wrote it understood fundamentally what they were doing, and you can see it all happening. So it's like, I don't care what you think of it. It's real. It was in the museum on display in London. It, you know, just like the document between Albert Pike and Giuseppe Mazzini on the three world wars. People say that's a hoax. No, it's a legitimate document. People have held it in their hands. They've been there at the British Museum before it disappeared into the basement or wherever they put it. But it used to be on public display. It's real. And everything happening that was talked about in those letters. Are you familiar with Pike's letters to Mazzini, the three world wars?
I haven't read those, but I know you've brought them up before. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to go through them, but I've heard of this before.
Okay, essentially what he does is he's writing letters back and forth between himself and the 33rd Supreme Council Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry in Europe, his counterpart, and he was the head in America, right? So they were writing to one another as the, you know, the heads of their respective regions. And he was talking about how they were going to have three world wars to control the masses, right? They were going to fund both sides. And in World War One, he spoke of it as plainly as the nose on your face, you know? And it happened. It happened, like he says in his letters. He said they were going to unleash the nihilists and the atheists. And then it was World War II. We had the Nazis and the, you know, the West. We had the Allies. So it was, he talked about all of this. He talked about Bolshevism. And then he spoke of the Third World War, which would be between the Zionists, of course, you know, and the Muslims. And the Muslims. He wrote about a Third World War. And it's just all coming to pass for us. If you think these things are fake, well, geez, I mean, you know, these were some pretty intelligent hoaxers, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Or they had something on their side.
Yeah, and in my opinion, too, like, one, I do believe that the Holocaust happened. I do question certain aspects of the Holocaust. I do, such as the number of people that died or the gas chambers or like certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I do think that nothing should be censored. People shouldn't be thrown in jail for questioning that.
Exactly.
That's obviously insane. And and not only that, but I believe that Hitler worked with the Zionists. I think that Israel was planned for a very long time. Yeah, so there really is no reprieve. I don't know if that's the right word. But what I'm trying to say is, I guess, don't sort of like idolize or put someone on a pedestal who you think is sort of like, I don't know, like there's a lot of complicated angles to this, and it's like that on purpose because it's all psychological. If you don't know who your enemy is, you can't fight them. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, know thy enemy. Know thyself. Know thy enemy. Absolutely. And there's a quote from Pogo, P-O-G-O. Pogo, and his quote was, "I have found the enemy, and the enemy is us." Meaning, look in the mirror. You have to change your ways. You know, you have to be the change you want to see in the world. It starts with us. It really does. I had to admit to myself that I had been stupid my whole life. It's hard, you know, especially for me. Well, I had a big ego, you know, pride,
well,
all that
stuff. It's not so much being stupid. It's just more of a lot of the things that we've taken for granted as common sense, or a lot of our history has been manipulated. We've been lied to, and even lied to by, like, sincere people, you know, teachers. Mm-hmm. And especially, and I've explained this to people, like, if you have the government basically dictating public education for everyone, they're going to teach everyone that government is always good and right, and that, you know, that there's checks and balances, and that voting is what you do as a citizen, and the social contract and what have you. But at the same time, it's like all sort of like a franchise system. Of course, the public schools are going to tell you that government is the best, you know, thing. You should join the military, mm-hmm. everything like that. So I hope that people who, you know, were very into Trump and hoping that he would be, you know, like some kind of JFK or like Reagan or some alternative president, understand that every president has just been marching in that same New World Order, just at different
paces, sure.
per se. You know, and if a president were to really step out of bounds, they just pretty much get assassinated and replaced.
Well, that was Elm Street and JFK, of course. You'll get assassinated in broad daylight at high noon in front of all the intelligence agencies of the world, who are all, you know, basically given an invitation to come watch. And that's what happened that day, for those who don't know. Anybody who was anybody in the intelligence world had an invitation to that event. It's disgusting and morbid, but it's very true, very true. And also the what you described with Trump, you know, I don't see how somebody who takes your guns, who wants red flag laws, et cetera, and you're this pro Second Amendment, conservative, right, Christian, Trump supporter, I think the Trump supporter bit, you know, can be removed, because why would you support Trump mm-hmm. if you cherish your guns?
Not only that, but two other things. Trump is trying to use eminent domain to kick people off their land who are in the way of the border wall, you know, which is like their private property. He's trying to hire lawyers to sue them in order to get their land. And not only that, but I just read recently an article where Trump is using, let's say, like, his own hotels to staff security detail. He charges them like $650 a night in taxpayer money. That's where, like, those stolen thefts. Yeah, that's where those. I can't remember what newspaper. This is reported like recently, but that's where some of that stolen tax money is going. Is a $650 a night at Trump hotels to staff all the security for him.
No doubt. And he's the pockets, the, you know, the profits, as always. And he's so cheap, too. I mean, he there's so many stories and testimony and court affidavit, because people have sued him over it, for him stiffing big bills, you know, for people when he was in, you know, private business before he was president, for his business dealings with Trump Towers, et cetera, but namely Trump Towers. He was just not a great businessman, as people make him out to be, and a very, very stupid businessman when you come down to it. He was bailed out in Atlantic City. Those anybody familiar with him in this area of the woods, I'm in New Jersey. He was in bed with the, you know, the Russian Jewish mafia. That's who got him out of his debt. He was in for, you know, $1 billion pretty much in debt at the time, both personally and commercially. And he was, you know, in bankruptcy. They pulled him out, and ever since he's been their man. He owes them, you know, he's beholden to them. He's beholden to the Wilbur Ross. He's beholden to the Sheldon Adelson of the world. He's beholden to Israeli interests. And that's why you see everything happening the way it is today. It's very, very simple. It comes down to control, power, and they're using Trump like they would any other tool in their tool belt. He's a very, very useful tool to them, and they will use him as long as they can. And for four more years, at the very least, they will use him. And I believe they have more in store for us with the Trump family once he is, as Rachel said, with Ivanka. I absolutely believe that to be true. They're not done with the Trump family. They're going to use them for all they can. They got the Jerusalem embassy movement. They got the Golan annexation, Trump Heights, everything. They have their war. You know, Iran's working well. They took out Soleimani, caused a stir there, downing drones. I mean, it's all happening. It's all happening, and it's all because they have their man where they need him, and he has advanced things even more than Obama, believe it or not. And Obama was very good at advancing those things. Hell, Obama came out in front of you guys, and 1 week he's saying we're funding ISIS, literally. And the next week he says that we're backing allies against ISIS in the region. The man had just would talk out of two sides of his mouth and people believed him. So he was pretty good.
And we haven't seen Trump help Julian Assange at all or any other whistleblowers.
No.
Or
not
you
at
know.
All.
No, and also, which I, you know, and I even recall, I don't know if it was Hillary who said she wanted to drone. Who said they wanted to drone him and like murder him or something? Who is that?
Oh, yes. I believe Pompeo might have said that, the ex-CIA director. Hillary said it too.
I think she did, that they're going to send drones after
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it sounds like something Jesus. She would say. I wasn't sure.
Which, again, sorry to skip around because we have so much to cover. That reminds me, Glenn Greenwald, who is a journalist for...
Yes.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh. What's the name of the paper? It's he's a journalist.
The Interceptor, The Guardian, is it?
Yes, The Guardian. He was held, I think, in Brazil because he exposed some sort of emails between
hackers. They said that he was paying hackers to hack the emails of politicians in Brazil.
And he could have run off to the U.S., but instead he stayed to try to fight it. And I think recently he got dismissed or something. But that, like, the Supreme Court ruled. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. No, I mean, I know, I don't support everything that Greenwald does. And there are people who I'm very close with that research this type of stuff who do not like Greenwald at all. I actually heard some sense, but take everything with a grain of salt. Some would say he is very much meshed in that world. But I do respect the man's values.
I mean, I don't agree with everything.
Go ahead, Rachel. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I don't agree with everything he says either, but anyone who's, you know, brought before a Supreme Court for any kind of whistleblowing, that matters. Like, that case will matter regardless on what political side that they're on.
Right. Just like the Assange thing. I don't think the man's perfect either, and I think there's a lot of things that we not in regards to Assange, his connections, especially his connection to DARPA, his connections to etc. If you're anybody in that world, you probably are familiar with that, right? With the defense contractors, with DARPA, for crying out loud. So, I mean, but yes, those lawyers deserve to be heard. Number two, to have some special security interests, for rights, they should be afforded those rights. And for a society just to drop the ball on that stuff, which is what you see today, with our society, it's very, very, it speaks volumes, to the society and where we live, the climate and where we're heading. It's like the modern day Sodom and Gomorrah, if you will. And I hate to seem theatrical or dramatic, but I don't know how to better describe the situation that under Sodom. The age of deception is so thick, so palpable that you can cut it with a knife in the air. I mean, you literally with some of these, 5G millimeter waves. And I mean, it's both figurative and realistic at this point, tangible. Chemtrails are real, it's all come out. They're poisoning us.
Yeah. By the way, Chris, my friends, My friends in the U.S. who bring up coronavirus, I keep telling them that chemtrails are a bigger deal, and then they just kind of wave that off. And they're like, no, no, the news tells us about coronavirus, not chemtrails,
Because they want you to look at that, obviously. You almost should do the opposite of what the news tells you to do, to a degree. Yes, sure. Do you want coronavirus? Well, no. Nobody wants coronavirus. Do you want the flu? No. Nobody wants the flu. But they don't even bring the flu itself, the regular flu strains each year that are getting worse and worse and killing. In some areas, it becomes an epidemic, and they don't talk about it because it's normal, and they don't care. They're already making their money on and off of it, and they have, I guess, their profit margins are pretty well in those areas. But no, let's do this coronavirus thing. Let's make a bigger deception, smoke screen, use it how we feel, and scare everybody into confusion. It's just not, they did it with the swine flu. They just repeat, rinse, wash, repeat. It's the same thing over and over again. It just wash the news. My fiance will start telling me, turn it off. I can't watch that stuff. It's just it's like watching a bad movie.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of some people pointed out that the logo for the Wuhan clinic where this allegedly came from has the same symbol as the umbrella from Umbrella Corp.
Yeah. The Jesuit from The Watchmen, correct? They had on in the movie The Watchmen. Yeah, Umbrella Corp was the logo on one of the envelopes, actually. It was in The Watchmen, too.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know
they
that.
They used the same logo. Yeah,
but yeah, Umbrella Corp means Resident Evil and, like, the zombie outbreak.
Yeah, they used it in The Watchmen and tied it into, like, the Jesuits because it was on an envelope and the address was related to, like, Jesuits and the Vatican. It was very interesting. But, yeah. Absolutely. And they throw it in your face with symbolism, like I just described, in all the movies, all the TV shows. It's the externalization of the hierarchy, as explained in the works of Helena Blavatsky, who was a spiritualist in the early 19th century, very, very, high-end New York socialite in Manhattan, did seances and all that type of stuff with the high-end elite of the area at the time, and she wrote books on it. She started Theosophy. She's the founder. She had acolytes under her, like Alice Bailey, who's the wife of well-known 33rd Freemason Foster Bailey, who had a lot of play with our military and other such things. So it just plagues our society from every which angle. It's all occult, and occult just means hidden, okay, because they hid it from us for a while. But today it's all out in the open. And that's what we're trying to do, is bring it to light and just inform everybody about this stuff. And it's not all doom and gloom either. As Rachel will often tell us, there's lots of things you can do, like weightlifting and growing your own food.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else Rachel will tell us, right?
Yeah, well, Chris, I just want to add two things. One, going back a little bit to Julian Assange, Bradley Manning, these people and other people, like, I don't necessarily trust them 100% as these, like, organic heroes, but I do credit WikiLeaks for me kind of, like, going from a democratic socialist to an anarchist, because I was a Bernie voter, and I read the WikiLeaks emails, and they exposed so much to me that I had no idea, and they talked about Moloch, and they talked about, like, weird stuff, and I'm like, what is going on?
Wow, this is real.
Yeah, I couldn't, like, ignore this stuff. And I'm like, wow, this is how, the DNC talks about their voters. And this is how, like, they see people as basically these demographics. And it's really, really condescending. And then they're mentioning, like, all the Hillary emails. And it's just weird, after that. I'm like, there's the plausibility.
Yeah.
Plausible deniability goes out the window. So when I talk about weightlifting and eating healthy and this and that, it's because the news cycle and the media and the whole politician cycle, it's always like a he said, she said. Like, the impeachment is perfect, right? when you think about it. The perfect news, you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then you got people like Candace Owens and PragerU and Ben Shapiro and all these people. And you're just on edge. It's edge lording, right? Like, you're following all these people. Yeah. Like, what happens next? And it's like, going on in your day-to-day life? What are you doing to improve your life? These politicians are not going to, fulfill any of the promises, or they're not going to necessarily make your life better. That's up to us to do those things. And so not only have we been lied to about politics and foreign affairs and all kinds of things, but we've been lied to about basic health. We've been lied to about just like... only that, it's not all malicious. Like, there's just a consequence to living the modern life that we have. And I'm not saying we should all necessarily take the Amish pill, although I've certainly thought about that a few times. because that, to me, like, is one of the things that makes sense. I'm like, okay, their way of living and them sort of living in harmony with the ecosystem and the environment and their values, I'm like, that kind of makes sense compared to the quote-unquote Babylon Bee system that we're, like, experiencing, right? But that aside, or a lot of the things that Owen Benjamin talks about, that aside, it's like, how do we empower ourselves and what do we do? Instead of just kind of like, I pay attention to the news and I'm glad we have this radio show because I want to know what's going on. I want to be informed. But I do it because I want to know what the elite are up to and how they're trying to trick us, not necessarily because I want to be on the edge of my seat, you know, just panicking all the time.
Right. Some suspense roller coaster, real life soap opera.
Because, for instance,
I absolutely get it.
When I used to be a democratic socialist, I used to believe in, you know, everything about voting and everything about what's going on with the caucuses. And right now I still have friends on my Twitter feed who are talking about the Iowa caucus and how it's screwing Bernie over and this and that. And it's just kind of like, by now, how do they not know it's all such a moot point.
Yeah,
that
it's
there's
a
no
moot point.
That it's a den of thieves and there's no honor amongst them. It's almost like just the same playbook over and over and over, and it has been for generations. Yeah.
And just like the WikiLeaks book, and I own that. I have that. It's a very thick book, and anybody should have it. It's very eye-opening and very good. Just like that book did for you, what you said it did for you, and totally changed, you know, your whole paradigm, which is, like, awesome, like, stuff that has that much power and resonance with you. I would say the same goes for me. I read a long time ago, it's a book called Vote Scam, and it's two brothers who decided to get involved on a local level and run for office. You know, hey, let's do it, right? They didn't agree with what was going around them, and they said, let's do it. Let's who better than us, you know? And they were little entrepreneurs or whatever, and they realized, they saw the ugly the vote system. Like, literally, they accidentally, well, not accidentally, they were just go-getters, and they actually peeked behind the veil, if you will, and saw, you know, they saw how they were rigging the voting system back then in, like, the 70s. And it's even worse today with digital voting. But that book, I would recommend, Vote Scam, if anybody has any illusions that the voting system has been anything other than fraud at all levels, from what your local level all the way up to the federal level. It's all fraud. LBJ's history and getting into office is gone, Rachel.
Sorry, there's a wonderful quote by the abolitionist and lawyer Lysander Spooner, who is saying that, you know, we're not exempt from being slaves just because we vote for a new master every 4 years.
yes, my favorite volunteerist. Absolutely, Lysander Spooner. Anything you can get your hands on by that man, Lysander Spooner, will be a treasure that you will never, ever let go of or forget reading. So, yeah, I agree. He also wrote about the Constitution, voluminous essays on the Constitution, Lysander Spooner wrote, just saying how basically it's an elitist document of control. And, you know, when you actually read it from his perspective, it has lots of logic, and think about it and look at where we're at today, look around you, and then, you know, his words have weight, you know. It's not just a crazy conspiracy theorist from the 1800s, because he wrote about the Constitution in the 1800s, and his works are just very poignant and relevant today. All you see going on around us, with regards to the courts, with regards to land jurisdiction, rights, freedoms, everything that you see evaporating around you.
And
losing our rights to free speech, to have...
And just to give a little background on him, too, I think that he was a lawyer and he tried to challenge the post office. He tried to start his own post office, and I believe it got shut down. And he realized, like, you know, the problem with monopoly. So it's really great because on one hand, it's like we have this constitution as a way of sort of trying to get everyone to agree with a basic set of rights. But on the other hand, when people don't believe you have rights unless it's written down, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And not only that, but all the amendments that can be done to the Constitution, so yeah.
Absolutely. At least you guys check out Lysander Spooner and this guy of the book.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, shut your mouth, swallow your pride. What does it matter, our ambassador died? There's nothing you can do about it, might as well face it. Disagree with anything you label racist. Welcome to the place. Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you.
Hey guys, thank you so much for sticking with us and listening to RTR Truth Media on RBN every week. Please donate if you can. You will not hear this on mainstream media anywhere. On the break, I was talking about an article in Haaretz just showing you how IDF treats non-Jews in Israel today, you know, modern 2020. And the article is titled, "The IDF Troops Weren't at Risk, but they shot a Palestinian boy in the head anyway." And it's four teens on their way back from a village playground when they spotted soldiers laying in ambush and took cover. When Mohammed Shatawi stood up for a moment, he was shot in the head. Now he's in a vegetative state and he's on a ventilator. Shows a picture of him down below. We don't have too much left in the show. I'm not going to read the whole article, but I just want to show it as a microcosm, you know, to a bigger problem that's just happening all over Israel. For those who believe in the westernized lie in the propaganda media, right? The Zionist media networks that tell you that it is a freedom-loving area in Israel. They love democracy. They're the only democracy in the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sorry. It's just not what you think. It's not. It's an apartheid open-air prison system for anyone that is not an Israeli Jew. Even second-rate citizens like Israeli Arab Jews, because they exist there too, okay? They may have voting rights in the Knesset even, but that's it. That's as much as you're going to get. And even then, what are you voting for? You have no rights, you know? And the rest have no voting rights or rights. And they're the ones living under military occupation, such as this young man who's now probably going to die if they take him off the ventilator machines. And he's in a vegetative state right now, as it is, because he dared to get in the way, you know, of this military juggernaut, the Zionist Israel. You know what it is today. It's a Jewish state. And anybody will tell you this. It's not just my opinion. It's not me, Chris. It's my opinion. This is the words coming out of the mouths of a Benjamin Netanyahu, a Benny Gantz, any of their rabbis and top spiritual leaders over there, you know, who are Orthodox Jewish Israelis. They will tell you it's a Jewish state and it's for Jews. It's exclusive.
Which, by the way,
you know, why pretend it's anything other?
By the way, Chris, I want to remind our listeners too, the Judaism they're speaking of isn't even like the really Old Testament Abrahamic Judaism.
No.
They're referring to the satanic order that has basically hijacked that word. And to remind people, like, being a religious Jew in Israel is not going to save you from being it's not going to make you exempt from the state
laws.
Like,
not.
They put
Jews in prison in Israel too if you would go against the Zionist state. They won't have it.
Yeah,
they'll be quiet about it. They're not going to put it out in the front lines in the media like they would an Arab, but they will silence you. They do not want you to speak out in Israel, just like they don't want Americans to speak out against the state of Israel. I know that all too well. I have channels terminated on YouTube, with, you know, like the shelf life of produce. Unlike a YouTube channel, it's terrible. But they don't want you talking about this stuff. They call it anti-Semitism, and it isn't. It's anti-Zionism. Rachel's Jewish herself.
I was raised that way. I just identify as a Gnostic anarchist, but yeah, live and let live.
Of course. C'est la vie. Thanks for watching and listening, guys. We appreciate it. Long live the truth. Long live freedom. God bless you all.
Take care, man.
Thanks, Rachel.
Yeah.
See you later.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.